Hey, Richard Wilson here. I just wanted to share a frustration that I'm sure many of you share, and it is people judging others for pushing their limits and trying to grow themselves. I had one of my friends who did a 10-hour workout, posted it to their gym's social media page, and then was destroyed by people saying, "Oh, well, there's no way the gym trainer should have ever allowed you to do that. Oh, that's so unhealthy. Well, that's so dangerous. What a bad example for others. People are going to see this. They're going to go do that. And they're going to end up hurting themselves." Wow. That is like super interesting to see a reaction of somebody exerting physical effort for 10 hours and other people thinking that is dangerous. That is borderline hilarious slash ridiculous. What's dangerous is drinking beer and eating hot dogs and eating potato chips and eating like the average American. What's dangerous is listening to people on social media, like apparently I did too much by even reading those comments. What's dangerous is being average. What's dangerous is being mediocre and being out of shape. I was listening to an Audible book by Sam Zell, a commercial real estate billionaire, this morning. He said, if everybody's going left, you should go right. Dan Kennedy says the same thing. He says, if you're not sure what to do, do the opposite of everybody else. In other words, maybe it's not only not dangerous to work out for 10 hours, maybe the gym membership should require that you work out one time a year or one time a quarter for 10 hours, or they kick you out of the gym, or they reward those people who work out for 10 hours once versus making it illegal. What's also interesting is Dan Kennedy has a saying. He says, if you haven't pissed somebody off by breakfast every day, you're not doing very much. In other words, if you're doing bold things, if you're creating things, if you're putting out thought leadership, if you're publishing books, if you're recording videos, somebody's not going to like it. Someone's not going to like what you're doing. They're going to call it bad. They're going to call it a copycat or lame or boring or stale. So I just thought that was a really interesting example to share. And in business, and in health and life in general, not doing what most people do is part of the secret of being successful, as many of you know. And I often tell this story at some of our mastermind events, but we had somebody who was in the CIA and they were starting a private equity fund. And they came to me for advice and insights. And I said, okay, well, you're saying that one of your strengths is background checks on people and investigative research on companies. Why don't you set up the most masterful, complete, thorough, super transparent data room of due diligence, like a due diligence package on yourself that's super thorough. Do background checks on yourself, full write-ups, just like you would do. Show off what you would do on a company and other people. And their response is directly related to this frustration of these social media comments I saw. Their response was, oh, is that what everyone does? Is that what we should do? Those two things should not go together. If everyone's doing it, you should not do it, right? Like that, it's not going to give you any advantage if everybody is doing it. It's like, no, not everyone does this. In fact, almost nobody does that. So even if you didn't have a CIA background, it would help you to have a really nice due diligence package on yourself because it saves the investor time and shows them you're most likely not some shadow character living in your mother-in-law's basement pretending to be a CIA person, right? So the whole point here is to not do what the crowd is doing, not do what everyone else is doing, not care if lots of people say they don't like what you're doing, and to push yourself physically, push yourself in business to do unique things in a unique niche so you can own your sandbox or create a new sandbox, or redefine a very high-end segment of a sandbox and dominate that and own that long-term. So if you're frustrated by the masses often trying to pull down people to the average, the status quo, some mediocre, boring way of living where you never push yourself and you never try new things, then please share this video with your network. If you want to follow what we're up to at Family Office Club, please check out familyoffices.com. And if you're headed to the gym today as well, like I am, then have a great workout and we'll see you at our next event.